thank you, Mr. Chair. So from the perspective when we kind of have the differentiation between, let's say, the everyday commuters and the leisure cyclists, well, I suppose taking into consideration the commuters group, we can be looking at this group where there is actually difference between cyclists. So we may have those that are confident and they are cycling no matter what, but then we can have in that commuters group pretty much those that are interested but they are concerned, and as long as no proper infrastructure is provided between where they live and where they need to get either for school or for work, then they will not switch to cycling. So in that sense I have no problem, let's say, in distinguishing between the leisure and commuters. Although on the other hand, we said that to some extent, from that perspective, we may have, of course, overlapping network because sometimes both the leisure cyclists and the commuter cyclists are using exactly the same network or the same routes. So for me, thinking of the minimum standards, I'm wondering whether exactly there should be no whether there shouldn't be any differentiation on the side. Okay, if I want to really be inclusive and want to be thinking about those parents that will not allow children to cycle to school if good quality safe infrastructure is not provided, which is then defined by the parameters, the must-have parameters we have been speaking about before. So whether this is not the point that we really need to discuss. And of course, thinking in terms of long distance, maybe, you know, at points there might be some sections of the network which will not be, let's say, recommended to each and every cyclist. This is where, for example, you know, leisure cyclists being families would be rather advised to take a train or a bus on a specific section. So let's say we can be considering two groups of values in that sense. So yeah, these are the two cents I would like to throw at you for discussion, and see, you know, how we can take this further.